Welcome to all of you, and welcome to all who are listening on Torah Anytime and other platforms. There is a cruel canard which secularists have hurled at religion, claiming that religion stunts people's growth and pursuit of personal joy, that it constrains them from finding themselves. We, Torah observant Jews, healthy Torah observant Jews, know that nothing can be further from the truth. The system of Torah is not here to constrain us, but enrich us, to avail ourselves of opportunities to find ourselves. The mitzvahs propel us to places, self-growth and self-actualization, finding oneself in ways which would be unknown to us, inaccessible to us without Hashem's liberating, elevating system. This message cannot be more imperative, especially today. You see, there was a time that people, including Jews, derived a sense of fulfillment simply by doing the right thing. The knowledge that they could check in the box, did it, was a motivator. Went to shul, said the appropriate tefillahs, said the appropriate piyutim, understood it, didn't understand it, did it speak to me, did it not speak to me? The question of speaking to me was probably even foreign to some of those people. They lived in a different culture. Well, not today. For better or for worse, we live in the me generation. We only do things if they speak to me, if they provide me with personal fulfillment. It's the notion that every mitzvah observed in a healthy, wholesome way avails me more self-fulfillment, the opportunity to find myself, could not be more imperative. Now you might ask, and I am frequently asked this when I espouse this message, but what about avoda? We're avdei Hashem, servants of Hashem, servitude. How does that fit in with a vision of Judaism, all about enriching self, elevating self, pursuing self? And I argue that we have to listen to the totality of that phrase, Avdei Hashem, Avodim to Hashem. We are subordinating ourselves to Hashem and everything Hashem is about. Love itself, goodness itself, meaning itself. When one is subordinating themselves to that, they are subordinating themselves to the essence of self-actualization, because that is what Hashem is about. He is here to give us. He has no personal agenda. He is here to share himself with us, to achieve a shared consciousness with us, to enable us to be like him and be great. So we can be proud of that title with no apologies. Avdei Hashem, we are subordinating ourselves to Hashem, to that which itself is all about. Self, elevated self, becoming a better self, a prouder and a richer self. So we need a kind of jettison and throw on the side other associations we have with subordination. Indeed, subordination to man, subordination to people or ideals which are imperfect, are constraining. On the other hand, subordination to Hashem is self-actualizing and self-enriching. This idea I would like to develop from the first mitzvah in our parasha, the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, the Hebrew slave. We are all familiar with the pasuk in this week's parasha. When the slave is at the end of his term of servitude, but he says, no, I want to stay here. The Eved Nirtza, who says, I want to stick around. I like it here. I don't mind being a slave. He is ready to embrace the condition of servitude, which is anathema to Judaism and its ideal of freedom. The Torah is very, very critical of him. It says, pierce that slave's ear, that ear which heard on Har Sinai, the statement, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, the Jewish people are my servants, from which it is derived the lo avodim la avodim, they are not supposed to be servants to other human beings. That ear which heard that message at Har Sinai, but yet didn't absorb the message, he's after all embracing servitude to another human being. Pierce that ear. Show how deficient it was in absorbing the message. Now let's analyze this chazal. That pasuk, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, the Jewish people are my avodim, actually appears in Parshas Bahar, when it speaks of freeing the Eved Ivri on time and ensuring the Eved Ivri never loses his dignity. It says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodim, asher hotziyum me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Jewish people are my avodim. I took them out of Mitzrayim. I release them from servitude to other human beings. Hence, they become my servants. It is clear from the context in that pasuk. When it says, the Jewish people are my servants because I took them out of Mitzrayim, that it is contrasting servitude to Hashem with servitude to others. And hence, Chazal are deriving quite aptly. To be Hashem's servant means not to be a servant to any other man. That is what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. We were no longer servants to mortal man, but to Hashem alone. Now, generally, this idea is interpreted as one of exclusivity. To truly be a servant to Hashem, you can't be a servant to any other, because a shared loyalty is an undermining of loyalty. I cannot be totally devoted to one master if I am also subordinating myself to another master. So one cannot be libnei Yisrael avodim, avodaihim, velo avodim la'avodim. One can't be a servant to Hashem if they are a servant to another. But when we read the statement of Chazal with our sensitive ear, even more carefully and meticulously, we pick up on another note, another rhythm and sense from this Chazal. It does not say, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, velo avodim l'acherim. Mr. Evan Nirtza, who's embracing slavery, you're supposed to be slaves to me, Hashem, and not to any other, because assuming another master would be a dual loyalty. Chazal speak in derivation of this verse, not of other masters, but in specifically of becoming subordinate to other human beings who themselves are avodim. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. As my servant, you cannot be a servant to a human being, because a human being is himself a servant. It is the state of subordination to servants, to lowly man, which undermines subordination to Hashem. It is not per se the issue of shared loyalty and ensuring exclusivity, but rather you cannot be Eved Hashem if you are in the lowly position of servitude to a human being who is himself low. Because if you subordinate yourself to the lowly, you are all the more lowly yourself. If you bow to a human being, you have become subjected to something petty. So all the more petty you are. Human beings with their foibles and frailties, well, you are subject to that. That is anathema to service of Hashem, which is service of something grand. Some beauty, meaning, purpose. As we explained earlier, avdus to Hashem is anathema to avdus of lowliness. Avdus to Hashem is avdus to that which is elevated, ennobling. If one is going to be a lowly slave, one is going to be a slave to human beings who are themselves lowly, they can't be in the elevated position, which is what Avodas Hashem actually is. This idea, avdus Hashem as an ennobling position, I am great, I am greater because I am subject to the divine, is the essence of Judaism, is the essence of a healthy approach to Judaism. And this is why Chazal are telling us the slave heard this message at Har Sinai. It is the essence of Matan Torah to absorb this. Torah is about becoming great, becoming elevated, and any notion of Judaism which leaves you feeling lowly, laden, burdened, small, is anathema to Torah. Let's develop this further. It is actually quite a surprising statement that Chazal is slaying the slave, and by extension every single Jew, heard at Har Sinai this verse, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, teaching below avodim l'avodim. It was at Har Sinai that we all heard, be my avodim, don't be the avodim to everyone else. Because hold on, at Har Sinai, what do we hear from Hashem? The Aseres HaDibros. They don't explicitly contain that verse, the Jewish people are my servants and servants to no other. The verse, the Jewish people are my servants with its derivation of servants to no other, is a later pasuk in Parshas Bahar at the end of Sefer Vayikra. What gives Chazal the license to say this is a message that was actually heard at Har Sinai as though it is part of the Ten Commandments itself? The answer is to read the Aseres Hadibros deeper and to find the worlds below the words. I argue this statement, the Kili B'nai Yisrael Avotam, become an Avot Hashem with its elevated sense, and don't assume the lowly position of avdus to another human being, actually lies in the very first of the Ten Commandments, Aseres Hadibros, which we heard directly from Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzasicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Because Rashi in last week's Parashah, Parashas Yisro, explains that pasuk as follows, that it is telling us why we are subordinate to Hashem. Rashi is presumably picking up on the word Elokecha. I am Hashem, your Lord. I am Hashem who is superior to you. Why the Elokecha? Because Asher Tzasicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, says Rashi, Kedai hi ha-hutsa shetiu avadim. It's appropriate, because I took you out, that you be my subjects. So you hear how it is actually explicit, or at least implicit, al-pi Rashi, in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the notion of becoming Avdei Hashem, as opposed to avadim, to the Mitzrim and such people. You Elokecha, I am your superior because I took you out of Mitzrayim. You became Avadim to me, in contrast to the concept of Avadim to them. This revelation, understanding Rashi's commentary to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is actually reflecting this pasuk in Parshas Bahar ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim, becomes more powerful when we listen to Rashi's commentary, above-cited commentary to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Carefully. Listen with your sensitive ear again. Says Rashi, what does Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzasicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim mean? Kedai hi ha-hutsa shetiu avadim li. The hutsa, the exodus, was a base for you to become avadim li, to me. Rashi is using that word li, unmistakably echoing of the pasuk and parashas Bahar cited in the context of Eved Nirtza in our parasha, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the Jewish people are li, are to me. Rashi's incorporating that phrase li, kedai hi hotzah shetiu avadim li, in the context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because Rashi's cluing us into the answer, if we only listen with our sensitive ear. Anochi, the identification of the divine, who he is and how we are to see him and relate to him, is all about this concept, as interpreted by Chazal. Be Hashem's avodim, not avodim to lowly man, avodim la'avodim. Because avdus Hashem is all about rising to the elevated position and leaving behind any nebuchy associations, laden associations with the lowly positions of slave masters, or for that matter, anyone who tries to make you feel down. Some of us have child baggage from parents, from a chanchem, from bullies. All that stuff would put you down is anathema to avodas Hashem. Hashem is not a dictator, not even a benevolent dictator. He is here to espouse us. And avdas Hashem assumes that we are rising to the position of him, his world. It is avdas as in assuming the role of what he's all about, which is ultimately propelling us, self-actualization, and leaving behind all nebuchy lowliness. May we all be zocha to achieve it. There cannot be a more important perspective in Yadus today, as we began with. Even in the me generation, we can own Yiddishkeit proudly. It is about me, promoting me to be a more beautiful, more loving, richer person. If anyone feels in any aspect of their avodas Hashem, in any aspect of mitzvah observance, lowly, laden, constrained, something's not right. Something's not right. Seek hadracha. Seek a Rebbe, a mentor who understands you, who could help you with this one. All of Yiddishkeit must be about self-actualization, self-enrichment. Yes, it is a system of discipline. But when observed properly, it is short-term discipline to achieve long-term personal fulfillment. That is what Avodas Hashem is all about. The ennobling condition of the Eved Hashem. May we all be zocha to achieve it. Thank you very much. Please press the follow button to receive ongoing share updates, and please share the share with at least two friends.